Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know, life can feel like a constant juggling act sometimes, right? We're trying to balance work, family, friends, hobbies, you name it. And in the midst of all that chaos, it's easy to let our relationships slip through the cracks. But guess what? Healthy relationships are the foundation of a truly fulfilling life. They provide us with support, love, laughter, and a sense of belonging. So today, we're diving deep into some practical strategies for building strong, healthy connections that last. First things first, let's talk about communication. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall? You know that feeling when you try to express yourself, but it just doesn't land. Well, effective communication is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. It means being present, truly listening to what the other person has to say, and expressing your own thoughts and feelings honestly and respectfully. Don't be afraid to use I statements, which help you take ownership of your emotions without blaming others. Next up, empathy. We all have our own experiences and perspectives, but it's so important to try to see things from the other person's point of view. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but rather understanding their feelings and motivations. Imagine yourself in their shoes. What might they be going through? A little empathy can go a long way in building bridges and strengthening connections. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Healthy relationships involve respecting each other's needs and limits. What are your non-negotiables? What makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected? Communicate these boundaries clearly and assertively. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's about creating a space where both parties can feel safe and respected. Fourthly, quality time. In our busy lives, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind and neglect our relationships. But remember, spending quality time together is essential for nurturing connections. Put away your phones, unplug from social media, and truly focus on each other. Go for a walk, have a meaningful conversation, or simply enjoy each other's company. Finally, forgiveness. We all make mistakes, and holding onto grudges can damage relationships over time. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means letting go of resentment and anger so that you can move forward. It takes courage to forgive, but the benefits are immense for both parties involved. Think about a time when someone wronged you. How did holding onto that anger affect you? Now imagine releasing that resentment. How would that feel? Forgiveness is a powerful tool for healing and growth. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and Mark, best friends since high school. They've been through thick and thin together, supporting each other through breakups, job changes, even the loss of loved ones. But lately things have been strained. A misunderstanding over a shared project left them both feeling hurt and resentful. They avoid eye contact, communication has dwindled to awkward texts, and the laughter that once filled their conversations is now replaced with silence. They're both aware of the rift growing between them, but don't know how to bridge it. The scenario could be any of us, right? We've all had those moments where friendships or relationships feel strained. But Sarah and Mark can choose to apply these strategies we just discussed. Maybe they schedule a coffee date, put away their phones, and truly listen to each other's perspectives. They practice empathy, remembering the good times and acknowledging the pain caused by the misunderstanding. They set clear boundaries, communicating their needs and expectations moving forward. And most importantly, they forgive each other not because what happened was okay, but because holding on to anger will only hurt them both in the long run. So remember, building healthy relationships is a continuous journey that requires effort, communication, and compassion. It's about showing up for each other, being present, and creating a space of love and support. So go out there, nurture those connections, and watch your life blossom. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these strategies. Leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. And most importantly, keep practicing these principles in your own relationships. I guarantee it will make a difference. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.